From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting heavy casualties in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed nearly 400 people, nearly a third of them civilians, since the campaign began 3 weeks ago. The Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. have signed a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Pentagon officials have stressed that this is not an agreement on how the two countries should operate in Syria. They are aimed merely at preventing U.S. and Russian aircraft from colliding over Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for calm during a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban called on Palestinian leaders to use the energy of their people in a peaceful way and for young Palestinians to demand those leaders, as well as ones from Israel and the UN, make progress on a political solution. Meanwhile, Israeli security forces on Tuesday arrested Hassan Youssef, the leader of a militant group, Hamas, in the West Bank. Top U.S. and Iraqi military officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad after more than a year of fighting with the Islamic State group. An Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Baiji, but a U.S. military spokesman said 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control of the town and driving pockets of enemy fighters from the area. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. French news agency reports at least six people were hospitalized with gunshot wounds after confrontations in the capital, Brazzaville. This is VOA News.